You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hi, what's up?
Don Peterson.
Gordy Young.
The Stone Age didn't end because of a shortage of stones.
So how do you say croissant in French?
Go yourself.
You are correct, sir.
Here they are. It's John and Gordy.
Just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
There it is.
The pressure.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7. You can check us out on the Civic Media app. Please do that. And then text us from there. There's a little button for the text. And also, you can voice note us.
Yes, send us a new voice note. It's kind of a new feature. It's a button right there on the app. And we've gotten a few voice notes.
It has nothing to do with AI, so you're safe.
You don't have to worry about it.
It won't attack you.
No. It'll be just fine.
And on top of that, you know, you can also go on the John and Gordy YouTube, and we're actually live streaming right now every day.
Yes. You got to remind us of that.
And Facebook as well. Facebook and YouTube.
And anything else?
And
X? Are we on X?
We need X back up. We need X back up.
We don't know if we're on X. We've been on it. Sometimes they kick us off. I don't know.
Yeah, a long time ago.
But we are on Facebook. We are on YouTube. And on the Civic Media. What?
Check us out.
Check it out.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Right. Weather today looks fantastic. A lot of sunshine along the way. Highs in the low 80s. Right now, mid-60s. A little bit later on, in a half hour, Mike McCabe will join us and talk a little bit more about his wonderful trip to, where do you go?
Tanzania.
Tanzania. I want to say, I don't know. I can't remember.
Tasmania?
Tasmania. Yeah, that's what I almost said. Tasmania.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, we got a call here. Let's go to the phone. Mark, what do you got for us this morning?
Good morning.
Well, good morning. You know, first off, I'd tell Scott Bissant to get bent. Because tariffs are merely taxation without representation because this Congress is supposed to be passing tariffs. And perhaps the reason that, you know, these Trumpsters think there's so much fraud going on in government because most of Trump's cabinet and Trump himself have been guilty of committing fraud against people for their entire lives. So they can't conceive of anybody being honest when they work for government or that people out there in the hinterlands are actually honest when they apply for benefits. Because look at Kristi Noem. Didn't she have her dental work, her plastic surgery, her lip enhancement, you know, funded by the taxpayers? Oh. I mean, and now she wants us to pick up the best cowboy picture of her. What the hell?
I know. It seems to me like a lot of these higher ups in the mega system, mega party, have had that work done. What is wrong? What is happening? You know?
That's a good point.
You'd think you saw the before and after pictures of these women and they are gorgeous before and you can see that they would age fantastically right.
But then they have the work done.
Then they have the work done. And
like preemptively somehow, it really messes
things up.
Not a good look.
Not happening.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, we do have Dick on the line as well. Yeah. Let's go to the phones.
Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. Real quick to the president. Did you hear that word salad that yesterday when he was talking about Putin in Ukraine?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He doesn't like me. Well, gee, you got to be the ultimate slow learner. He never did like you. He never did like us.
Can we play that?
This guy is amazing.
We got the cut here, Dick. Why don't we play this? Yeah. I did bleep
Stay
out
on the line here, Dick.
Part of the word here. Yeah. Let's listen to cut 43.
Okay, hang on a second. All right. Please stand by.
43, you said?
Yeah. Don't have it. Do you have it?
No.
Okay.
It must have been last month. That's when you get rid of it. I got rid of some of them. So.
Well, no. I mean, he just said it yesterday, so it can't be last month.
Okay.
So if you don't have it, that's fine. All right, Dick. I'm sorry about that. But, yeah, I know. It's crazy, isn't it? You know, he's learning this. We came out and we said, you can't believe Putin. And everybody told him that. But he thought he had an inside track with all the compliments that Putin lays on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then real quickly, too, who calls the shots? Yeah. That is the one that cut off the stuff last week.
Right.
Not him.
Right.
I mean, I thought the president made the decision on the weaponry being sent.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
Just wondering.
We kind of know that he is really not in charge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. Yeah.
But who is? Stephen Miller? I don't know.
Well, no, it's, again, I think it's Russell Vogt. I think that's the guy in charge of everything. And by the way, you can check out, Dom, you can check out and see whether that cut is now on and you have access to it in the Dropbox.
Okay.
Because I do want to get the cut where he is, you know, realizing that Putin is full of BS.
That's what he was talking about. In the meantime,
we have Kurt.
You want to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go to Kurt on the phone here, 608-879-8255. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, gentlemen. And I say that loosely.
Thank you.
Yes. I just want to make a comment about my health care. I get it's just one data point, but I'm in my 60s and I've had both private care, you know, SSM and the others. And I have had all my care through the VA for probably the last 15 years.
Yeah.
I've had procedures done in Milwaukee VA as well as here in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And it is by far the best health care I have ever gotten from any organization.
Wow, great.
In my life. And I'm now really scared that it's going to get blown up.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what they're worried about. You know, the Supreme Court giving Trump the decision process now to fire every employee in the federal government that he wants to and get rid of departments completely if he wants to. And vets are really worried now because they wanted to get rid of a whole bunch of people in the Veterans Department.
Right.
And now, this could possibly happen because now he has carte blanche. He can do anything he wants, Kurt. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's times where I actually feel guilty because I listen to other people, how they've gone, what they've had to go through to get care. I mean, the woman from Canada, she pretty much was mirroring my experience. I didn't have wait times. I was always taken care of. Everybody in the institution, the nurses, the doctors, the people at the desk, all super helpful. And I feel bad for others because I'm getting something at a much higher quality level than the rest of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know there are disability ratings that veterans have as well, and you know they get a lot of benefits, and they rightfully get those benefits. They've been put in over time, you know, as we notice more and more what they definitely need, and we've got even more medical care now simply because of the fire pits and the health problems that went along with that.
Right.
So.
But, Kurt, I think you're not alone. I think a lot of vets are concerned about the future of the VA. But I have also heard that the VA hospital here in Madison is excellent and does a really good job for most of the vets. Yeah. Kurt, thank you for that call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kurt.
All right.
Do you have that cut there, Don?
We got it. There we go.
Let's listen to Trump.
Okay.
But that was a war that was a war that should have never happened, and a lot of people are dying, and it should end. And I don't know, we get a lot of bullshit thrown at us by Putin. For you want to know the truth, he's very nice all the time, but it turns out to be meaningless.
Just figured that out.
Wow.
Okay.
Big surprise. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I
thought they were such good buddies.
Wasn't Zelensky also telling him, you know, he's broken his promises every time we've agreed to some of our treaties.
Yeah.
And yet he did not learn because, you know, Putin was just laying on, you know, the syrup and and he believed everything. Everything.
Apparently so.
Yep. Oh,
that's
all right.
Goes.
Well, let's get to the Epstein thing because
the Epstein files.
This is so stupid that we have to have it on this program.
We got to talk about it. Yeah, there were files on her desk, on Pam Bondi's desk.
We
heard
about
the list.
It. Yes,
she had the list
when
on
he
her
was
desk.
First asked, "Would you release that list?"
Yes.
And then Trump said, "Oh, sure, but maybe not because a few people on that might actually be innocent and we don't want to drag their names through the mud. So maybe we'll, you know, redact some of what we do see on that list. Okay, remember that interview
well,
way
yes,
back when?
But the MAGA folks were all into releasing the list, right? They want to see the list.
Absolutely. Well,
and Pam Bondi said it was on her desk.
Well, it's getting on the president's nerves now. He jumped on one reporter who asked AG Pam Bondi, who was sitting next to him, to explain why there was time missing from roughly 11 hours of video footage released the night Epstein killed himself. So why don't we listen to what happened on that 42.
Okay.
Got 42.
All right.
So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the set?
Yeah, sure. If
hey,
I
Pam,
could...
could I just interrupt for a second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable.
All right, there it is.
They were buddies.
Pretty unbelievable. Cue up 41 if you can.
Okay.
Here are the promises to release. So they put a list compilation together of them saying, we're going to release that list.
Of course
you
we're going to
bet.
Release
no
it.
Problem.
Yep.
Cut 41.
Okay.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that.
All this evidence is sitting in the Southern District of New York.
Yep.
So based on that, I gave them the deadline, Friday at 8, a truckload of evidence.
There you go.
Cash is going to get me and himself, really, a detailed report as to why all these documents and evidence had been withheld. Mm-hmm. It's a new administration, and everything's going to come out to the public. The public has a right to know. Americans have a right to know.
I know the Attorney General has committed to releasing those files. I would defer you to the Department of Justice on her timeline, but when she has made a promise in the past, she has kept it, and I'm certain that she will in this case as well.
Welcome back, everybody. 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
Okay.
Case closed. The Justice Department revealing Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide and insists there is no secret client list out there.
So there you go. That's a compilation of the timeline, basically, of what happened with the Jeffrey Epstein list.
It's out there somewhere.
Caroline Leavitt came out saying that Attorney General Pam Bondi didn't say what she said. She said. So... let's listen to cut 38 now.
Okay. The FBI looks at the circumstances surrounding the death of Jeffrey Epstein. According to the report, this systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. So what happened to the Epstein client list that the Attorney General said she had on her desk?
Well, I think if you go back and look at what the Attorney General said in that interview, which was on your network on Fox News. Go ahead.
John Roberts said, DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
Yeah.
And she said, it's sitting on my desk right now to review.
Yes, she was saying the entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's what the Attorney General was referring to, and I'll let her speak for that. But again, when it comes to the FBI and the Department of Justice, they are more than committed to ensuring that bad people are put behind bars.
No, never mind.
Bad people.
Then she went on, you know, saying, we are locking everybody up that broke the law. Look, this is it. The list doesn't exist now because they got rid of it. This is total censorship. This is totally keeping it away from the public. They promised and promised and promised, and they're not coming through with it anymore. And, you know,
happened.
Trump thought it was in the past.
Yep.
No one's ever going to bring it up again.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So there we go.
Okay. It is 7:19. When we come back, we'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlot, get the latest on the weather, and... in just about 15 minutes, Mike McCabe will join us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You gotta find yourself a swinging place. You gotta fly. You gotta soar. You gotta live a little more. Don't try and fight it. You've been invited.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on and swing.
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 It's swinging.
Baby,
yeah, baby.
on the John and Gordy Morning Show, WMDX 92.7. And what a fantastic morning, but I have a feeling the humidity is coming in. The dew points are going to rise. Okay. We're all going to be in a panic, sitting in our homes, comfortably in air conditioning.
Run for your life.
Tell us all it, Brittany Merlot. What's happening?
Oh, my goodness. You guys are sick of the humidity, aren't you, Dan?
Yeah.
How about you?
It's coming and going. We get some days without it, some days with it. So that's kind of the cool part of being in central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't it here.
Yeah, you do have a benefit that way.
Yeah.
That's about it. The mosquitoes, though, are outrageous, though. So, you know, there's a trade-off.
Well, it's looking good here so far this morning. A lot of sunshine.
But it's not going to be good all day long, so stop it.
Oh.
Tell us, Brittany.
Fill us in.
Give us the inside today,
on the outside. Okay.
John, I think you're going to like today. I really, really do. 82 degrees. Mm-hmm. It looks a lot more comfortable today. Dew points are actually dropping as we go through the afternoon.
Oh, see?
So it's a perfect day for
you. It's better. I feel better now. Great. I shouldn't have been cranky initially at the beginning of the show.
No, you have every right to be because it comes back tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Okay, great.
And then what?
So a little bit more muggy tomorrow. Few chances of storms probably in the afternoon and evening want to spark up now tomorrow afternoon. Then for Friday, that's when the humidity really ramps up, that system hits. We have a chance for some heavy rain on and off throughout Friday afternoon and into the evening. So that's going to be a damp, dark kind of soaker day. Then behind it, we get a little comfortable on Saturday. The humidity kind of leaves just for a little bit, partly sunny, but then on Sunday, it ramps back up as we go into next week, too. It's really going to turn into a heat wave into next week. So,
With
that said, today's the best day to get outside and enjoy it. And then again, I think Saturday afternoon, if you're trying to avoid the humidity. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be nice if mosquitoes couldn't tolerate the high temperatures?
Wouldn't it?
What is it about bugs that can love those high temperatures?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Why would they do that?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Brittany, thank you.
Find a way to rid them.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay. You have a great day.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Bye, guys. You too.
That's our chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. And, hey, their sale is continuing from the 4th of July. They've extended it a couple of more days. So now's the time, especially if you want one of those adjustable bed frames that John
everybody
just can't
seems to
talk
want
about
them now.
Enough. I know. Everybody wants them, and now they're on sale.
They're hot.
Yeah. Unbeatable discounts of 30 to 50% off. Go to verlo.com for more information or check out their East Side store or their West Side store. By the way, I want to remind everybody, go to your WMDXradio.com website. If you would like to go to the Cubs with John and Gordy, we've got tickets available. Some lucky winner out there will go to the game
with
and
us.
Meet us at AmFam Field. We'll have the tickets there. We're going to treat you to food and drinks, and you'll sit next to us in club-level seats.
Where you don't have to sit next to us.
Well, you should, you know, I mean, try it out for a couple of innings, and if it's too much, you can move down the line there a little bit. But anyway, go to WMDXradio.com and click on the banner there and find out about going to the Cubs game. It's July 29th. It's a Tuesday evening game at AmFam Field. It's going to be a lot of fun. Cubs and Brewers. Come on.
You know,
I'm a big Cubs fan. So is your wife.
Yeah,
she's going to be there.
She loves
meet
that stuff. Yeah.
John Peterson's wife.
But
she'll be dressed in her Cubs uniform.
Here's the problem. I don't know how it happens.
What?
But ketchup usually gets all over everything and people near me. So just,
really?
Just be
Thanks
careful.
For the warning.
Yeah, I don't understand how that happens.
Now nobody's going to want to go. Come on.
We got a couple texts here.
Okay.
Let's get to what they mean by no piece of paper that has the client list written at the top of it. So
thank you,
that's
Lynn.
That's not there. We don't have
Golden
anything
Valley.
Like that. Yes. Yeah. And Kurt also chimed back in. He says, I will bet big money that Bondi hasn't read squat.
Yeah.
Or I'm sure that they have destroyed the documents. Absolutely. Okay. Now let's go to the phones. We have Todd or Billy.
Yeah, I got a couple of minutes
with us here. What do you got?
Good morning, Todd or Billy.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So I hear this come up from time to time, and I'm feeling like it might be time to start working really hard on some of these Republicans who are disillusioned with the budget bill to leave their party caucus, stop party caucusing with the Republicans, and, I mean, even if they declare themselves independents, if they caucus with the Democrats, fine, or whatever.
Yeah.
I know it's unlikely, but even if it were one defection from Congress or in the Senate, that would make a big difference. So I think we should be working on them. Hey, leave the party, become an independent,
right,
like Angus King.
Yes, exactly. You know, I mean, I think that would be a great idea. Yeah. At least at this point, you're seeing the results of what happened in the election. Let's go for, you know, getting some of those people back in, at least caucus with us and work with us, the independents and some of the dissatisfied megas.
Yeah, you would think it'd be time right now to do that. Thank you, Todd.
I don't know about Ron Johnson, but he's not been happy with it. So
right.
Maybe he'll leave him.
Well, you never know.
We want him.
You know,
Ron Johnson says one thing and he votes the other way. So.
Anything goes, though.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
Or
Billy.
It.
Okay.
We have, you know, I had this big story, and we're not, we don't have time for it, but the big news, of course, is Del Monte Foods has filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, is that right?
They're trying to sell off all the bits and pieces of their huge organization. The bad thing is they have contracts with Wisconsin farmers, and this is huge bad news for everybody in the state as well. So we'll get to that story in detail maybe tomorrow then.
All right. It is 7:29. When we return, Mike McCabe is in the house. He'll join us next on John and Gordy.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning.
This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids, it's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take an initial hearing test there and set up an appointment, or call them 608-721-6982. That's 608-721-6982. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Hear things you've never heard before.
There you go.
Again, anyway. Mm-hmm. And I just want to mention this. CJ had given us a call, and I'm sure that what he was going to tell us was that he has changed his mind about MEGA. And he has moved into the center, at least.
Really?
And he's going to caucus with the Democrats and come up with a better plan. I'm sure that
that's exactly what he was going to say. Okay.
Well, you know, I can dream.
We'll see. All right, Mike McCabe is here because it's Wednesday, and we always like to see him here, and it's good to see you again.
Alive,
good morning.
Yeah.
At this point. You know, you took your safari in Tanzania. You didn't bring back any Tanzanian pea bean coffees for me, so I understand that, you know, sometimes, you know, bringing that stuff back into the country might be suspicious.
Well.
But, you know, your trip out there was really
exciting. When we came back through customs, though.
Yeah.
I was really kind of prepared for it to be a horrible ordeal.
Yeah.
Right? And they processed this in a matter of minutes. They didn't ask me if I had anything to declare, you know, that I needed to pay a duty for. And they didn't even look at my passport. They did facial recognition at O'Hare. They were taking everybody's picture, but I had my passport and my boarding pass in my hand, but they never looked at it.
Wow.
And they pretty much just waved me through. They asked my son and my wife a couple of questions, but really minimal, and in a matter of minutes, we were through customs. So I was really surprised because I was prepared for it to be
confrontational,
a very lengthy ordeal and very confrontational, all of that. And it ended up being the exact opposite. Probably the quickest I've ever made it through customs coming in from a, you know, on a foreign flight.
Well, I have some drugs I like to smuggle into the country, and they apparently think you have a friendly face, and they're not going to even ask. So, well, we have a way in. You know, the thing is, you know, my trips out west, you know, they are really tough on what you bring into Arizona. They get you at the border, at the highway.
And I was coming in from Amsterdam, and pretty much everything's legal in Amsterdam.
And so
you'd think that they would have raised eyebrows, but no, they said, come on in.
Amazing, just amazing. Yeah, because in Arizona,
the trip was full of surprises.
You can't bring in certain fruits or plants or anything like that. So, and plus pot is, you know, legal.
Maybe they just are, you know, figuring that they'll pick anything up that, you know, is suspicious on, you know, and just scanning your bags and everything.
I suppose,
I literally had my picture taken because they use facial recognition at O'Hare now.
Yeah.
They didn't even check the passport.
Wow.
Now, Mike, since you've been back, you've been sharing a lot of pictures.
I have.
And video.
I've written a couple articles for Substack.
What's been the reaction from some of your friends and fans?
Oh, you know, tremendously positive reaction. I think people love to see something that different than you know, the everyday reality of life here in the U.S. And it, you know, Tanzania is nothing if not really different from here. But one of the things that's been cool is I've had a number of people, in fact, enough that I've lost count, who've said, you've kind of inspired me to do this trip myself.
Break away, go on a trip themselves.
Yeah, and they've actually asked me, who did you work with to line all this up? And who did you go through to see all this stuff, to get all these amazing pictures and tell these stories? We worked with a company called Access to Tanzania, which was started by a Peace Corps volunteer who served there. Mm-hmm. And I'm a former Peace Corps volunteer myself, so that was kind of what drew us to that company. But it's a cool company because they, unlike most of the companies, and there are over 500 companies running safaris in Tanzania.
Wow. 500?
Over 500.
What?
And what drew us to this one is that they don't just give you a standard package and say, this is what you're going to see day one, this is what you're going to see the next day, and the day after that, and the day after that, and here's your 8-day or 14-day safari, and here's the price. This outfit actually lets you create your own trip and decide what you want to see, what you want to do, and kind of tailor it to your own interests. And that was cool. But the other thing is that they actually take proceeds and plow it back into Tanzania. They give profits to something called Project Zawadi, which builds schools and funds education for Tanzanians helps orphans, street orphans get schooling. And, you know, so it's a neat way to not only have this amazing experience and see this very different part of the world, but then also help that part of the world with, you know, putting your money on the table.
Right.
And then that money goes back to helping to educate people right there in Tanzania. So I really highly recommend this outfit, Access to Tanzania, and Brian Singer is the Peace Corps volunteer who started it, and he's got a whole team of Tanzanians who run the show over there, their knowledge of wildlife and birds and the plant life and the landscape. It's just encyclopedic.
You were pretty close to a lot of those animals.
It was incredible.
The photos that you have on Substack show you that you were right there.
And none of them were taken with telephoto lens or anything like that. I mean, the photos that were taken, I've posted a bunch on Facebook. I've written about it on Substack. I posted it in some other social media, Instagram and such. And those photos were taken with a telephone and no Zoom.
The
animals were that close, which is amazing and a little unnerving when you first start experiencing it. But I think I mentioned last week that the Tanzanian we were traveling with just said, you can feel free to open the windows and you know, you're in no danger.
Yeah, really.
You know, if you've never been, if you've never been taught to cook, you can't cook. And these animals have never been taught to hunt anything in a vehicle, and they're not after two-legged creatures, and they've
so you're okay. Yeah.
And so you're okay.
Yeah.
And so the animals paid us no mind, and it was so cool and so different from the U.S. that these parks are for the animals, they're not for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the animals get to roam free, and even the tented camps that we stayed in were in the park, and were not fenced. Mm-hmm. The animals could just roam through the camp.
It's like a Disney cartoon, you know, all these different creatures out there getting along with each other.
It's the coolest thing. And you had the Maasai herders who were tending their sheep and their goats and their cows.
Wow.
Right out there.
Yeah.
Right out there where
with
all the animals, where the wildlife were roaming.
Yeah.
Talking with Mike McCabe here, a Substack blogger, and your latest blog is about haggling.
Yeah.
So tell us about this.
In the marketplace.
Because that's a common thing
time. That's one of the cool things that we did in terms of designing our trip is we wanted to spend some time in villages. We didn't want to just be out there on the Serengeti and looking at animals. We wanted to be in the villages, and we toured some villages and got into the marketplaces. And of course, here, other than houses and cars, we really don't bargain for anything. We like price tags. We want to be told what the price is, and we decide whether we want to buy or walk.
Makes it easy.
And there, they basically haggle over everything, the smallest purchases. But what you find pretty quickly is that it's really a social exercise more than it is an economic exercise. It's part of their social bonding.
How does that bond? I would think there'd be like competition.
There's this teasing
a teasing? That's how
and it's all this kind of relationship building going on. But one of the other things that becomes clear, and we've experienced it in other African countries because I lived for 2 years in Mali, and the negotiated prices for anything you buy is based on ability to pay.
Oh.
There's not a fixed price that a thing sells for. It's based on what you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you drive up in a nice car and you're wearing nice clothes, you pay more than the neighbor that they know is really struggling and is having a hard time, feeding the family.
Yeah. Sure.
And so that's one of the interesting things is that haggling is based on kind of coming to a price that is the right price for somebody based on their ability to pay.
Well, mm-hmm.
So different than here in that sense.
Well, I'm trying to bring that to Costco.
Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah, right.
If I dress down, they'll give me a better price.
And you know, the thing is that this is a free market economy.
Yeah.
These marketplaces, there's no government regulation. There's nobody looking over their shoulder. Government is not enforcing these rules. These rules are cultural.
Uh-huh.
And they believe that if you can afford to pay more, you have a duty. You have a social obligation to pay more. Hmm. And if you can't afford it, you have a right to eat, and you have a right to buy in the market. And that's just their culture. And so here we demean these kinds of countries, call them third world countries, as if there are these other countries standing above them.
Mm.
And we call them underdeveloped. Mm. But these are advanced civilizations, and
this is the way they live.
They live peacefully, and they are and the thing that always jumps out at you when you go to a place like this is they smile more, they laugh more, they sing and dance more than we do here. Yeah. So there is a lightheartedness about life there that is really, really striking.
Yeah.
Even though Tanzania is one of the 20 poorest countries on earth economically.
Wow. Yeah.
But it's such a rich place, so prosperous socially and culturally.
You can go into the forest and pull your own banana.
And I had some banana. I got to sample
What are you talking about?
I got to sample some banana beer.
That's right. Yeah, we talked a little bit. Now, last week.
They got bananas for eating, they got bananas for cooking, and they got bananas for beer making.
Yeah.
It's a particular kind of banana that they use for beer making.
Is it really?
They use millet as the base grain.
Yeah.
Tastes pretty.
It tastes
like beer with little fruity undertones.
Wow. Yes, we have no bananas. Okay. So last week we were talking about your trip.
Yeah.
And we talked about, all the aspects of your trip.
Yeah.
We don't have time for that.
Well, what?
Are you getting to
yes.
the disaster?
Well, after, okay, well, I think we have time to at least start this conversation. Okay. So after we got off the air last week, you told us about this amazing story that you left something out last week that we have to talk about today because you fell off a mountain and you buried the lead last week.
Yeah,
Mike?
Well, yeah, that was... It wasn't
the most significant thing that happened during the trip. Oh. So I talked about what I thought was important and I just sort of mentioned that in passing and here you thought it was the...
Yes.
It was the lead news. Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got a minute here to at least start it.
You can't start
okay.
it.
Okay. All
you?
Right. Well, no. Okay. Well, it is an amazing story.
I took a little tumble.
A little tumble. Okay. All right.
I think it's a
little bit more than that, but we will continue here. And yeah, okay. You say it was not that big of a deal, but it really, it's amazing that you're alive. Let me just say that.
Actually, you're not exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating. Yeah. We'll tell you, Mike McCabe will tell you the story, amazing story, when we return on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, yes! We have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
WMDX, John and Gordy.
I got your bananas.
We're talking about bananas and banana beer here on the show.
Yeah. Because that's what Mike McCabe had a lot of over in Tanzania. I always want to say Tasmanian devil. Those cartoons from our childhood. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but one thing that has not changed is their commitment to direct-to-consumer products and providing superior prices, too. And right now, there's still a sale going on, 30 to 50% off adjustable bed frames.
It's incredible.
I know.
Incredible.
It's amazing. Check them out at the east side or west side of Madison or go to verlo.com for more information.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author, telling us about his amazing trip.
All right, this was quite remarkable when you described the fall that you took.
You were hiking around this mountain, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're getting
you're getting
an exclusive here because I didn't write about this incident on Substack.
Mm. Okay.
And I haven't even told friends and family here about it.
So John and Gordy exclusive. Mark this down.
This is an exclusive.
Okay.
But we did a hike from the rim of Olmadi Crater down into the crater floor. This is a former mountain that had the top blown off of it and, you know, probably a million years ago. And now there's this amazing meadow down in the floor of this crater. And I did post some photos on social media of the cloud cover that would be in these craters
gorgeous.
In the morning.
I saw that. Yeah.
You know, it's almost like you're, you know, suspended in midair above the clouds, like you're in heaven or something. But anyway, we're hiking down this crater, and if anybody's ever hiked on the one side of Devil's Lake, where you kind of are scrambling up or down boulders that are sort of scattered.
Yeah.
It was sort of like this, a little steeper than that, but we were kind of going down toward this beautiful waterfall, and it was raining lightly, so the boulders were a little slippery, and I lost my footing, and I started tumbling, and sort of bounced from one boulder to another, when it happened, once you're rolling, there's really nothing you can do except sort of go limp and just wait for it to stop.
Right.
And my son was hiking behind me and told me later, you know, I thought I was watching my dad die right before my eyes.
Wow.
And I said, how far did I fall? And he says, I don't know, like, you know, 15 feet, something like that. But it was like bouncing from boulder to boulder. And I finally came to a rest, and I was bleeding from my forehead, and it was kind of bleeding from arms and hands where I'd sort of hit these boulders. And he administered first aid and was very concerned that, you know, that I was badly wounded. And I said, I kind of took inventory.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't think I hit my head. I don't feel like I've got any broken bones. I'm kind of battered and bloodied, but I think I'm okay. And he sort of didn't believe me at first. Yeah. And I said, really? I'm fine. I think, and I was able to hike out of that
crater.
You were
in shock. You hiked out in shock.
And he was assuming I was just in shock.
Yeah.
But I amazingly did not have a head injury, and I did not have any broken bones. And I don't know how we would have got off of that mountain if I had. It would have really messed things up because it started raining a lot harder on the on the way out of there. But, you know, it was just one of those things. I have hiked Devil's Lake over those boulders many, many times and without incident. But this time, just whatever happened, the boot gave way and I started tumbling down this ledge.
So did you continue your hike down to the water? Were you going down to the waterfall?
And Casey finally believed that I was okay when I said, look, just let me sit here and you go take pictures of the waterfall.
Okay.
And he hiked down a little bit further and took these photos of this gorgeous waterfall. Mm. But I just stayed put. But I was able to get myself out of there, and I walked under my own power back up to the rim of the crater and then down from the rim to lower ground.
They do say that if you have enough banana beer, your body relaxes and you're able to take those falls.
And amazing. It was quite a while after the banana beer consumption that I did this hike. It was like the next day or something, but maybe it was still with me in some way.
But you weren't wearing any hiking gear, like a helmet and padding or anything like that.
No, and so that's why I got scraped up pretty bad and got some real beauties, bruises that were some real beauties, especially on my hip and my forearms and everything. But I lived to tell about it. And to me, you know, I was just so thankful that this didn't ruin the trip for everybody who was with me.
Right.
You know, and I was able to carry on and I didn't miss any of the things to come.
It's amazing.
And so, it was.
You're a very lucky man, Mike McCabe.
It sounded like near the end, you know.
Jeez.
Unbelievable.
But when you're falling like that, you don't even really know how far you're falling. I said, how far did I fall? Yeah. And because I just know I'm sort of rolling and
tumbling.
then bang, I'd hit another part of my body and kind of you're like sort of bouncing off these boulders and it was a weird experience, but I lived to tell about it.
And I thought falling off my bed a couple of weeks ago was bad. That's nothing.
There you go.
Nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, that's an amazing story and
a John and Gordy exclusive.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Amazing.
We appreciate it.
Well, we're glad you're here and able to continue being our guest.
I really hope that any listeners who are interested in this stuff will go to my Substack and read about the trip, the really important and magical parts of this trip.
Yeah, wonderful stuff.
Oh, yeah, great photos and videos.
Mike, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll see you next Wednesday.
All right.
Tomorrow, Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils will join us, and also Jim Santel will explain what the Supreme Court has done lately.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Big news.
Big news there. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day. So long.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.